You are listening to the Texas Standard.
As Slate's Dahlia Lithwick has pointed out, it would have been staggering for the Supreme Court to be unaffected by the claims made by the condemned Texan, considering that, as Lithwick put it, the court cannot bear the thought of a religious baker forced to frost a cake in violation of his spiritual convictions. That's a reference to the Supreme Court's recent decision in favor of a Colorado baker who refused to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple. That decision left open a larger question of whether a business can discriminate against members of the LGBT community based on the religious principles of that business person. Well, now Texas lawmakers want to provide licensed professionals in Texas, at least, some kind of legal cover in the event they are accused of discriminating on the basis of their religious beliefs. Mark Jones is a political science fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute. Professor, thanks so much for taking a few minutes with us on the Texas Standard.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
So Texas lawmakers, you see them as wading into the politics of LGBT rights, or is this really about religious liberties? How is this shaping up?
I think one way to look at Charles Murray's bill, SB 17, mm-hmm. is as a bathroom bill 2.0 or watered down, in the sense that it does open up discrimination against members of the LGBTQ community by allowing professionals from doctors to lawyers to accountants to real estate agents to choose who they serve and who they do not serve and discriminate, especially based on religious beliefs. And that can be pretty broad in terms of who it applies to.
You know, I'm trying to understand just how far this would go, because you mentioned Charles Perry, a Republican senator from Lubbock. And as I understand it, what this would do is it would actually prohibit organizations for licensed professionals. So we're talking about lawyers and therapists here, in the event that their license is threatened because of actions they took based on their faith. But this isn't just a blanket get out of jail free card for those professionals. It's basically providing a kind of a, I think some people might see it as a state sanction for bigotry.
Right, because it effectively allows them to deny service based on some type of broad claim of religious freedom. But they don't really have to nail that down. And I think the group that would be most targeted would be members of the LGBTQ community. And while there is a provision in there saying that when it's a life-threatening situation, doctors can't deny service.
Mm-hmm. Some larger businesses are already coming out against these measures. I believe I saw PepsiCo has signed a letter. I believe Apple, Dell has done so as well.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, businesses were very concerned when the bathroom bill passed out of the Senate and made it to the House during the 2017 legislative session.
Yeah.
And they're concerned that the same negative image ramifications that that legislation had on Texas could occur with this piece of legislation, even though it's smaller, but the bigotry is still there.
Well, so far this legislative session, we haven't seen a battle royale over a bill that's anything like as contentious as you mentioned last session's bathroom bill, right? Is that what you see us looking at now? I mean, another battle in Texas is culture wars?
Well, the Republicans in the legislature were very much chastened by the results of 2018, where they lost two Texas Senate seats and 12 Texas House seats, and saw people like Dan Patrick win by less than 5% of the vote. And so therefore, they've focused much more on bread and butter issues and have avoided these red meat issues like bathroom bills. But there's always pressure from the base to at least get these issues out there a little bit. I think with this bill, we may see it pass in the Senate. Depends what Dan Patrick wants to do. Even if that occurs and it makes it to the Texas House, it's going to be dead on arrival, because I don't see Speaker Dennis Bonin letting this bill ever see the light of day.
There are people who sincerely have religious beliefs that would, as the baker in Colorado, would prohibit them from performing certain services for some people. At least that's the argument. Is that not to be taken seriously? I mean,
on one hand, you have to be sensitive to people's religious beliefs. On the other hand, the difficulty is that by and large, you're just opening up the door to bigotry, because most people who are denying the services or would deny the services are doing it not based on any profoundly held religious belief, but more just due to a dislike for that person and their lifestyle.
But that's a real slippery slope, though, profoundly held, right?
It is. I think this is really an issue of a balancing of priorities and convictions, and that you have to decide how much you're willing to allow discrimination against members of the LGBTQ community, and then how much you're willing to override or ride roughshod over the religious principles of individuals. And a society has to determine where in the balance it wants to be.
Mark Jones is a political science fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute. Professor Jones, thanks so much for talking with us on the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you.